You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, three of the new kids on the block, John, Jordan, and Danny. Welcome back to the show, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up? Good to be back.
You guys
good
are looking good, man. You haven't lost one strand of hair. You're looking young as ever. Dang.
Keep up with you, Mario.
Yeah, for sure,
I love
for
it.
Sure.
I root for you guys. Now, we had John when you first announced your big mixtape tour not too long ago. And since then, you've added even more shows. So it's got to be great to, are you aware of that? Jonathan's looking like
that. John's like, we did?
Yeah. It's what? A good thing. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good thing. No, it's been amazing for us. I mean, since we came back together 10 years ago, it's just been, we've just been on this train and just rolling.
It's awesome. It's awesome to see. And I like the fans' nickname, Blockheads.
Blockheads.
It's a dope one right there. And we never really talked about how the shows are going to work. Will each artist be doing their own set? Will it be kind of all over the tape like a mixtape?
Yeah.
I would say it's going to be kind of like a mixtape, like you say. You know, we did a tour with the Backstreet Boys, and what we did was, like, we would do like three songs. They'd come out and do three songs. We'd really mix it up. We'd do songs together and stuff like that.
Did you like that? Did you like going back, or would you rather just kind of once you're there?
No, that was actually kind of fun because, like, fun. You
take
know,
a little break
during the show. We'd just be like slip downstairs and just hang out for like 20 minutes and catch our breath and run back upstairs.
Yeah. You get older, those work out, huh? Those
go ahead, Danny. I'm going to hit Danny smirking.
No. The breaks were nice on that tour. Like, we. You know, the last tour we did, you know, the Total Package tour, we just went. You know what I mean? A 2-hour show. We just went. And
but now
we could do both.
Yeah.
Total now Package we're is a great title, by the way.
Hey, now we're getting to a certain age that if we take too long of a break.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to stay warm. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Warm.
Well, this tour is stacked. Salt and Pepper, Naughty by Nature, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun, man. What did you have to convince any of them to join? Was it pretty receptive from the start?
I think everyone was into it once we started. You know, like, our management started reaching out to people, and it obviously it's a discussion we all have, like, who we want to tour with, and everyone was really wanted to be on it. And we were, you know, friends with Naughty by Nature already. You know, Tiffany's come on stage with us before, so there was relationships there that actually helped.
Nice. And I love that you recently celebrated the 30th anniversary of Hanging Tough at the Apollo in New York, because I remember 30 years ago, I was in my bedroom watching. I was like, oh, damn, again, damn, look at those white boys. Right. I vividly remember that. Isn't that a trip? 30 years ago, so the fact that you guys got to go back there is cool.
That is a trip. Yeah, the show at the Apollo, it was really special to us when we did it back then, because we always heard about the Apollo. We saw our favorite artists perform at the Apollo. We used to watch them on TV and stuff like that. And
for us to be huge.
For us to be able to get on that show and turn it out, that meant, like, it just validated
exactly
what we were doing.
Because that's a tough room.
Yeah, it's a very tough room.
Especially back then when we did it, it was really
tough.
They
don't put up with anything.
No, that was cool. That was cool. I was like, okay, that was tight. I remember that. And now, of course, the holidays are here. You ever add anything from the old Christmas album to the show? I remember Funky, Funky Christmas.
That would be a good one. We did do a little piece on our last tour. We had like fake snow falling, and we did a little piece of it to kind of go back. We did a whole like kind of retro part of the show. It was like a retro throwback part of the set. And, you know, it was fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, I know, John, you got this new show coming to HGTV, Farmhouse Fixer.
Crazy.
So you handsy like that?
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, they see these shows and they think that, you know, it's somebody doing all the work and stuff. But like,
you get in there.
That's when I'm the happiest. Like, just get down and dirty and dusty and
good for
knock
you
down some walls. Yeah.
John's always been a farm boy. Even when we lived in the city, he was a farm boy.
Yeah.
Because the Knights grew up in an old Victorian house. So John always was doing projects and like lifting up floors and then putting new floors in and doing
an improvement over here.
We had a pony. Sure. We had a pony and like some sheep, goats, and then I bought ducks. Like, this was all
in the middle of the city, in Dorchester.
That's a trip. I never knew that. That's a fun fact right there. And what about Thanksgiving? You guys get a little break? Are you working right through it?
I think we'll be home for Thanksgiving, and I'll be with my family. Everyone will do their things with their families.
Just relaxing.
Yep.
Does anyone still have roots in Boston? As far as, is that still, you consider that home, or has everybody kind of moved out of there?
I still live.
I'm still in Boston. I mean, Danny moved to Miami 20 years ago, and
okay, hence the chant. Yeah.
But even like Joe and Donnie, they still have second homes there. So yeah. I think
that's cool.
I think Danny needs to buy a house back.
No,
in Boston.
I was there last week, and my family's there. I go back to visit.
That's okay, enough. Yeah, your family's still okay. Yeah, that's enough. Roots, of course, enough. Of course. All right, I'm gonna put you guys on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right. Most underrated Christmas song?
By us or by anyone?
That's a good one. I thought you were going to go, by anyone, just...
Most underrated Christmas song?
Y'all taking this very serious.
Because it's...
Oh, boy. Funky, funky Christmas.
There we go.
On the block.
Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong there. Favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Sweet potatoes.
Stuffing.
Mac and cheese.
Okay. Favorite Christmas gift you ever got?
Godzilla. This is probably late 70s. I got Godzilla. He was like a big plastic thing that the only thing that happened is his arm shut off.
Yeah.
And you had to pull a lever and the flames came up.
Thing.
I bought one off of eBay.
Bought your own Godzilla?
No. I bought like...
Oh, you bought...
I bought the same one.
Oh, you got it now? Yes.
Relive it. Yeah. Relive the memory.
We come from humble beginnings. So to get a gift like that on Christmas was special for
me. Yeah, that's huge.
Love that story.
Favorite holiday movie?
Oh.
Die Hard.
Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
That's a good one. I like that. John?
I don't know. There's so many. I don't know.
Those are good. Go-to stocking stuffer.
Cold.
Cold as ice.
Cold. Favorite stocking stuffer, you say?
Yeah.
We still always get socks in our stockings.
Those make sense.
Mine is fake poop.
Fake poop.
I give to my kids, like rubber poop. I put it in their stockings.
Kids love poop.
Yeah, they love
golf balls. I need a lot of golf balls because I'm really bad.
Those will fill it up.
Golf balls, yeah.
Now, don't forget, before I let you go, I think it was Donnie who invited me to the show at the Hollywood Bowl this next year.
Mm-hmm. We remember.
The wife is very excited, so we're gonna be. So we're gonna be there. I look forward to it.
No, but you're gonna introduce us, didn't he?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
You're gonna introduce us.
I might just stay on the side of the stage and bust out some of the choreography, depending on the song. All right, I'm gonna take you up on that. Thank you again. Congratulations on everything, and you can get tickets and tour dates for the mixtape tour at onwithmario.com. You can follow him on Twitter at NKOTB. Thanks for stopping by, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you
for having us.
On with Mario Lopez.